Safety has to come first. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's not a very difficult problem, but it is a problem. It comes about at certain times of the year more so than others.
Robertson County farmer Buddy Bryant says highway safety needs to be a top priority for both farmers driving their tractors and farm equipment and those they're trying to share the road with.
You have to kind of use common sense, be aware of what's going on, be aware of your surroundings, try to put into your mind where there's a place you could get over before you get to it, if you have to.
Bryant says thankfully in his area of Robertson County where he farms, there haven't been any recent incidents, but he knows the dangers that can happen. And so does cotton and row crop farmer Jason Lucky in Gibson County.
Yeah, I'm very worried when I'm moving equipment. In my area, I'm just 10 miles due north of Jackson. A lot of growth has came my way, a lot of residential growth, and people not used to being around the farm, so been involved in an accident. And so now, pretty much any time that I'm moving any kind of size equipment, I have an escort in front of me with flashing yellow lights, hoping to alert people that I'm bringing wide equipment down the road, slow them down, just help slow them down.
Lucky says he understands today's busy society and even wishes that he could just run his tractors in the fields and not have to travel on the highways at all. But to get his job done, he has to move equipment in the spring at planting time and in the fall during harvest.
When I have traffic line up behind me, I usually try to get over real quick because I know they're in a safe place to get out of their way, and I know they got a busy daily life and they're running their kids to their ball games just like I'm running my kids to my ball games. And yeah, I consider try to consider them every time.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.